gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Plate Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God.
I love you. And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party. The Blues Plate Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. Squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. So how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Daddy's side, and that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
That was a big hit right there, baby.
Yes, it was.
That was rocking the charts back there in the early 60s. He's out of the Army. He's still making big music, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
He's
good
back
stuff.
On the charts. That was Stuck on You, number 10 on the pop charts.
Okay.
There you go. It's all about those Billboard hits today. You know, every year we like to do at least one or two shows where we just feature these big hits from the early and the latter Elvis, just all those hits he had all through the years.
Right, yeah, you got to go back to the hits, yeah.
Yep, you can't just stick to the 50s because there's just too many in the 60s and too many in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you got to spread them out. There you go. On the show today, I'm going to talk a little bit about musical nicknames.
Oh.
Us as fans give our favorite artists nicknames.
Mm-hmm. True, yeah.
And Elvis had plenty. We'll talk about those and some other people.
He did.
Talk about that. And products that were created in the 1960s that are still very major household names today. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, you're also going to hear from Michael Bublé today, B.B. King, Eddie Murphy.
Mm.
Yeah, well, they're all going to talk about their guy, their friend Elvis, and the guy they idolize as an Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
And you're going to talk about the longest number one running song from 1957.
Uh-huh, yes I am.
And then you're going to jump to 1960 and talk about the first post-Army hit from Elvis.
One of my favorites.
A little extra added information about these songs, right?
Sure, yeah.
You're always so informative here on
the
show.
Well, thank you very much.
You do your job well. There you go.
Okay, you're not going to fire me.
Not at all.
Okay.
Another guy that did his job well was Elvis Presley.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be this lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers.
just to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so, I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I'll make a die.
Keep flowing, and the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street,
they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down on the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely they could die.
Do you think that rock and roll is on a steady incline, so to speak, or do you think perhaps it's beginning to wear off a little bit?
I personally don't think that it will ever die completely out. I'm not talking about me, understand, but I'm talking about rock and roll itself. It's been around a long time. I'll say this. In order for it to die out, they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
You don't think that's on the horizon?
I don't think they've got anything right now.
Hey, friend, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got disguise. Oh, yes, you are devil in disguise. You fooled me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. The devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Number three, in 1963. All good songs today. Every show, every song is a good song on Blue Suede Connection.
Absolutely.
There is no such thing as a bad Elvis song. Well, you know, Ship. Okay, we'll get past that.
Oh.
It's okay. It's all right.
Somebody likes that song.
Somebody
somewhere
out there loves old Ship, I'm sure. I'm just not one of them.
Mm.
You know, be honest. Is there any Elvis songs that you can actually say, honey, I just don't like that one?
I could, but I won't.
You won't, okay.
Yeah,
it's a very brave thing to do to say that, isn't
yes,
it? It really
yes,
is.
Yes.
Audiofix.com, you just heard a great song from 1963. Well, they say Elvis's best 60 songs. Here's their list.
Okay.
A couple on here I was surprised.
Okay.
Number 12, they have his latest flame.
Good one.
Number 11, Pocket Full of Rainbows.
Ooh, love that
that's
one.
That's one you wouldn't have thought they would have picked.
Yeah, that's a great one. Good for them.
Number 10, we heard the show kicked off with Stuck on You.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, The Lady Loves Me.
Oh,
the duet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Number
good
8, yeah, In the Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, I Got Lucky. I wouldn't have thought they'd have come up with that one.
That's a good one, too. A couple of good movie songs.
Number 6, I'm Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Everybody Loves Return to Sender.
Oh, yeah.
Number 4, How Great Thou Art.
Sure.
Number 3, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Mm.
Number 2, Suspicious Minds. And their number 1 pick is Memories. From the 68
really?
Show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised Can't Help Falling in Love, Now or Never, none of those made it. Well, that's
No, didn't they just say Can't Help Falling in Love?
Did they?
Yeah,
they did number 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I made a bad. I'm a
that's
professional.
Okay.
I don't do that. I'm a professional. I don't
it's
make
okay.
mistakes.
It's okay. You're allowed, baby.
Okay. Anyway, well, it's Now or Never didn't make the list.
That's true.
So, anyway, there's a lot of them we could have picked, but again, they picked a couple unique ones. That's audiofix.com.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Good for them. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
There are hundreds of thousands of your fans, and they're all probably wondering about your new releases and what your plans are for the immediate future.
I don't know when a new release will be out. You know, my last one, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, is doing okay.
This is one of the biggest smash hits in America today.
Well, it's doing okay. I'll say it's doing okay. And my next one will probably be Hound Dog, the one I've been doing on television a lot. You know, we've had a lot of requests. RCA Victor has had a lot of orders, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
This is
Bright Light City, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and the warm bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas, turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Sir. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva.
You didn't know you were coming to see a crazy man, did you?
Don't go away. There's a whole lot of Blue Suede Connection.
Coming up right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
I had a kind of a vacation with a bunch of men in a big place away out yonder. And we always had a lot of fun with this one. The Jailhouse Rock.
On the charts in 1957.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right to the top, number one.
Boom.
Jailhouse Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Got me thinking, you know, before TL and I came in to do the show today, we were kind of sitting there having coffee and scanning YouTube, and one of those reaction videos came up. We've got to talk about this a little bit. It's kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's the new thing now. All these young people, not always young people, but even older people, are doing these reaction videos to different songs. And, of course, Elvis is like the most popular thing they're all doing.
Right.
I can't tell you how many In the Ghettos and stuff we've seen.
If I Can Dream.
Yeah, If I Can Dream.
Never heard it before, right. Which maybe they haven't if they're young, you know.
But we watched a young lady today. I think she's one of the newest. And we won't say the names or anything. You can always go find them. They're so easy. There are a million of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she was reacting to Jailhouse Rock. And TL and I turned it on. And right away, you see she's, like, what, 20, 21 years old probably.
Yeah, she's in her mid-20s.
Yeah. And she acted like she never heard the song before. And as soon as the song, the deer, deer, her eyes, like, get real big. Oh, my God, I love this.
Yeah.
This just makes me want to dance and move. And it's so fake.
Yeah.
And what drives me crazy is people will donate. All these Elvis fans are gullible. And they'll give this girl money.
Well, I don't know. Are they Elvis fans that are donating?
A lot of them are. Yeah, because there's certain ones. There's an ETA I know. I won't say his name.
Uh-huh.
But he encourages all these different reactors to different songs.
Oh, okay.
And I'll mention his name. And he's contributed to that one. Now they're going to play Mean Woman Blues, you know?
I didn't know that. I don't watch them, so.
Yeah, I do because I got it, you know, I'm a radio guy. I've got to be
curious.
Know what's going on, you know?
Yeah. Well, I wonder, so my mind goes to this.
why would you, okay, no, nothing against giving your money to these folks because, you know, they are, it does take time and effort to do this. And
right.
If you're watching it, then you should. But how can you be contributing, but yet those same people will go do a real channel.
Right.
And do nothing. Contribute
exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Go figure.
Why would you contribute to that nonsense and not to the real stuff? I don't get it.
I don't know. It's just, it drives me crazy. Now, every once in a while, I'll find one that I really think is sincere.
Yeah, yeah.
And the young lady we watch, I forget her name. Her and her husband used to do a thing. And then
now she's doing it by herself.
She's a very loving, free-spirited girl. And you can tell she really falls in love with music. She loves music.
Yeah, she does more than just Elvis.
Yeah. But she does love Elvis, and you can tell she really is. And you, just by her words.
Dang, I wish we could remember her name, because it'd be worth giving her a plug right now.
Yeah, we will hit her with
But,
a bit.
All right. She's very good to watch, actually, and she's genuine.
Yes, yeah. I think everybody would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Michael Bubble, as we call him, Bublé. I call him the Bubble.
Yeah, I love him.
He loves Elvis. He always has. In fact, he contributed to the Royal Phil album with doing a duet with Elvis and Fever.
Yes, Fever, yeah.
But he's going to talk a little bit about Elvis with Dan Rather here and do a little impression.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard this once. This is good.
And Elvis would get real deep, and he would do, wise men say only fools rush in. And he had a quick vibrato. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
Go two or three songs in a row.
Yeah.
But because we're live radio, we don't box any of this. This is all live. We just react live like you should.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I know how to do radio.
Yeah, okay.
We mentioned the young lady that does the reaction videos on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And we encourage you to go check her out. And TL, who is it we're talking
about? Her name is Amber, and her channel on YouTube is called Amber Reacts. And she really is super genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fun.
Go check her out. And comment in the videos to say, hey, we heard about you on Blue Suede Connection.
Yeah, exactly.
Let her know you heard it from us.
Get closer, the lights are going dim, the sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel it. Head is spinning. You got me in your spell. 100 magic fingers swirling carousel. The wonder of you. Wait, Jane.
That's a big song right there.
Oh, man, yeah.
MusicGrotto.com, TL, they say the 10 best love songs of the 1950s.
Right.
Not Elvis, just Elvis. This is everybody.
Okay.
But number 10 is Elvis, All Shook Up.
They say
number 9 is Dream Lover by Bobby Darin.
Oh, okay.
Number 8, love I've Got song. You Under My Skin, Mr. Sinatra.
Oh, love it.
Number 7 is the song we're going to play in a minute, Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
So he made it twice.
Yeah.
I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash, number 6. Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
There you go.
Number 4, Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone. Number 3, Earth Angel by the Penguins.
Love it.
Number 2, Put Your Head on My Shoulder by Paul Anka. And they say the best is Only You by the Platters.
Oh, okay. That's a great song.
Good list, though. I don't disagree with any of that.
Yeah, very good.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I and we'll never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always.
It's me, it's me, it's Gomer P, and you're listening to Elvis P on the Blue Sway Connection. Shazam!
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a fit. Bossa nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa nova, bossa nova. I said,
Come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside. Hey, if you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, yo, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
You all ready to learn us something after the break, baby?
Absolutely.
And where can they hear this information?
Right here on Bluesway Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
ATL, I think Elvis fans are starting to catch on to Blue Suede Connection.
What's not to love, Daniel? 2 hours of great Elvis music, lots of fun. It's our own private party.
And we want everybody to be part of the party. Hear all the hits, rare cuts, and lots of surprises, too.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Forever, my darling. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and hope. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you. For the rest of my days, I'll never part from you or your loving ways. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever
that song.
Oh, I love that song.
It's cool because it's a 70s song, but it's still got the feel of the early stuff.
It
you know?
Does have a feel.
It really does.
Yeah, walking down the lane feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All right, speaking of early stuff, talk about an early song.
All right, so this information comes from Far Out Magazine, and trying to question some of the things they're saying in this article, I wasn't able to really find anything to collaborate it or to deny it.
Okay.
So take that with a grain of salt because I've never heard this information before.
Lay it on us.
Okay, so first of all, we're talking about 1957, and we're mm-hmm. talking about Elvis, who was the artist of that year,
oh,
spent
definitely.
The most weeks
yes.
at number one total in the year,
right.
with a total of 25 weeks with songs like Teddy Bear, Too Much, Jailhouse Rock. But there's one song that really stands out of that year, and it has an interesting story that they wrote about in this article.
Okay.
Elvis supposedly, quotes, because I, again, cannot confirm this.
All right.
He is known to have said that he wasn't a songwriter. He wished he could sing, you know, write a song.
Right.
That he's never written a lyric, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Of course, we all know that he was friends with Otis Redding.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, we
Although
do know that.
They
that's
never
true.
Physically met.
Yes, but.
Yes.
Supposedly, they did converse.
Yeah, oh, they did, yeah.
On the phone and mm-hmm. such. Okay. So he claimed, Elvis claimed, that he had one time in his life where he felt like he did have a contribution to a song and that he had had a dream and he woke up all shook up.
Uh-oh.
And he called Otis Redding, apparently, and told him about his dream and just said, this sounds like a good title for a song. Now, again, I can't confirm or
right,
deny this.
Right.
But, of course, we do know that All Shook Up ended up being his longest run on the top spot of 1957, spending 9 weeks at top number one.
Wow, good stuff, baby. Good story right there. I think it's probably true. I'm going
to
hope
it is. It could be, but if anybody can find out the details, I'd love to know. I have not been able to, so.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hand is shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up. I got a woman here, she can be. She crossed his path last night. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Kissed so hard, she blew my lips. Hurt so good, my heart just flipped. I got a woman.
best gal I ever had. Never happy unless she mad. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean than me. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Smile, ooh, her dog, it drives me wild. I got a woman to be like she can be. I'm not loving she's all over me and me. Sometimes I think she's all over me and me.
You know, young Elvis Presley, back in the early 50s, before he became Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
He got inspiration from everybody. Like in gospel music, he listened to Jake Hess, the Stamps, different people like that. And country music, of course, Hank Williams and folks like that were his inspirations.
Sure.
And then singers, Dean Martin, Mario Lanza, and people like that.
Yeah.
But in blues, he loved B.B. King.
Yes.
They became friends, and he used to watch B.B. and this and that, and got a lot of inspiration from this man right here.
Elvis was very shy when I first met him. When I first met him,
was it Sun Studio? Where was it?
Sun Studio in Memphis there. So I used to go out to the studio, and usually Elvis would be there practicing. But he would talk, and it was, you know, he would watch. He didn't ask questions a lot, but he would watch.
Because a lot of people, when they heard Elvis, thought he was black, didn't they?
At first, yes.
Yeah, they said he's playing black music. He's a white guy.
Yeah, but see, at first he was playing more like rockabilly. He wasn't really getting into the things that he started to do later. But when he started to do that, then he started turning heads, including mine.
My dreams come true.
too strong, too high.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Elvis there from 1972, Burning Love.
I'm telling you.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We hope you enjoyed hour number one. If you did, You are really, 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 did I say really?
Really.
My love, hour number two.
Exactly.
Much of the same and a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Also this hour, fans have nicknames for their favorite artists. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Of course, Elvis. Elvis the Pelvis. The King.
Oh, boy.
You know.
I don't think that was a fan favorite, I hope.
No,
nickname.
No. The King was, though.
Yeah.
All right, also, 60s products and stuff that was created in the 60s is bigger than ever today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to share that.
Okay.
And you are going to talk about a particular song from 1960 and give us a little more insight and info into that particular song.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, we are mega Elvis fans here on Blue Suede Connection, as you can tell in our enthusiasm every week. And we know you are, too, because we hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we haven't particularly heard from Eddie Murphy in person or anything.
No.
But we know that he is a massive Elvis fan. He even has like an Elvis montage in his house.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Stand.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a big fan.
All right. He had a lot to share, and he actually does a little Elvis impression.
Mm-hmm.
See, Elvis Presley, to me, it's his presence, I think it is. I don't think anyone in this business has had as much presence as Elvis. I don't think anyone's had as strong a presence. But I think Elvis has more presence. Like when Elvis walked in the room, everybody just looked at Elvis. You know, when he's on the screen, you looked at Elvis. He just had this thing about him. But on screen and on stage, he always looked like he was in control, you know, and that's amazing because it was this war going on inside this guy. And I'm just fascinated with it. I just admire his presence, you know.
That's what's happening. I like Elvis Presley. Really, I give credit where credit is due. When Elvis was young, boy, Elvis was bad. He was vicious. He sang so good, they let him do movies.
As if, let him sing all his dialogue.
They did. Everything Elvis said, he said, Elvis, we got to win this race.
We got to win this race.
Elvis, want some lemonade?
Lemonade.
That cool, refreshing drink. I've lived
a life this full.
I've traveled each and every byway, but more. What's northern?
Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is welcoming the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love.
Next step is love.
The next step is love. We've walked barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. And the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadow. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they've willed to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Well, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yes, the next step is love. Saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Elvis topping the charts,
yes,
with gospel music there.
Whew.
Crying
lovely
in the chapel. He did it all, didn't he, baby?
Oh, he sure did.
He did so much great music all through the short life that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And we are honored every week to come in here on Blue Suede Connection and play his music, talk about him, share stories, and our admiration and love for
mm-hmm.
him.
Absolutely.
And we love when you guys do that back, when you share with us your love and your admiration for Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
And 2026 is going to be a big year for Blue Suede Connection. Lots of
absolutely
stuff happening.
Yeah.
And we're so glad you guys are on board with us, and we want you to stay on board, and there's many, many ways you can do so.
Phone number is 540-227-0514. You can text and call, leave messages, leave song requests, tell us what you think about the show. If you have an idea for the show, you want to tell us about Elvis, and we will get you on the show. Also, bluesuedeconnection.com is the website. Tons of stuff over there.
Yeah, we're easy to find, right?
Google us. We're everywhere.
All right, we're covering the Billboard hits today, and he had many. And now, Elvis, mm-hmm. we all know about the movies.
Correct.
And several of those movies had many good songs in them. Many of those went to the top of the charts on Billboard. So let's do it.
Well, that's my ambition. Become a good actor. Which takes a lot of experience, a lot of time.
He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole. You know he's gone, jumping like catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, and a hip-shaking King Creole.
When
the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that saucy roast. You know he's gone, jumping like a catfish on the pole. You know he's gone, and a
sings a song about a grown-up home. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens. He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on the phone. Yeah. Chicken King and Creole. Go! Play something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. When he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks. He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on the pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Out of that can chicken game grill. Yeah, go! You know he's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, chicken game.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. They give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a muddy old creek in Texas at any old time. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI hat to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march. And they don't give the purple heart for a falling arch. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. If I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. The Fräulein's are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. The Fräulein's are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. No, no. Cause they're always signs saying keep a G off the grass. G.I. head to the heels of my G.I. shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse.
Occupation G.I.
blues. Occupation G.I. blues.
Occupation G.I. blues.
Howdy.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had
dropped it in the mailbox as any special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address
What you call a little toe tapper right there.
Love that song.
Return to Sender from the movie Girls, Girls, Girls.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you know, when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about some musicians' nicknames.
Okay.
Ones that pretty much came from the fans. A couple of them may have come from the industry a little bit, but most of these, because fans adore these people. So we're going to talk about that. And coming up in a little while, you're going to talk about a particular song
from
the year 1960. It's happening here on Blue Suede Connection.
Blue Suede Connection will return just as fast as you can say Bonzo.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it. And so does Bonzo.
Sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old mole evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
There you go. I heard that. Was that a yawn? What was that? You didn't know the mic was on, did you?
I did not know the mic was on. No, I didn't.
Now you've ruined the illusion.
Oh.
People hear you yawning, they're going to think, well, she's bored stiff in there.
Do they know how early in the morning it is? No,
no they
do not.
Because they may be listening at 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's true.
You never know.
It's true.
All right, musician nicknames. Okay, some of these were given to these people by the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were.
Okay.
Because of the adoration we all have for these artists. And some, maybe the industry or themselves created.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Like, for Elvis' example, the Big E.
Yeah.
The Tiger Man.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
The yeah. King is the big
King
one,
was
though.
The big one, yeah.
All right. Benny Goodman, he was known as the King of Swing.
No, okay.
Beyonce is called Queen Bee.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, Chuck Berry, he deserved this title, the godfather of rock and roll.
Really? He was the godfather? Oh, okay.
Ella Fitzgerald was called the first lady of song.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ozzy Osbourne, I wouldn't want this nickname, the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, he liked that, actually. Yeah.
Tom Jones was known as The Voice.
Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
Johnny Cash, The Man in Black.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas, that fits him.
Yes, yes.
Eric Clapton was known as Slow Hand.
Really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
The Beatles were the Fab Four.
Yes.
Sounds familiar, right? A lot of these. Jerry Lee Lewis, The Killer.
Killer. Mm-hmm.
George Jones, The Possum.
Possum, yeah.
Little Richard, well-deserved, the architect of rock and roll.
Okay.
He wrote the song So Good.
Uh-huh.
Louis Armstrong, or Louis Armstrong, depending on what you want to call him. Satchmo.
Really?
Roy Orbison, The Big O.
I never knew that.
Yeah. James Brown, The Godfather of Soul.
Okay, cool.
Aretha, The Queen of Soul.
Queen of Soul, yeah, I knew that one.
Donna Summer, The Queen of Disco. B.B. King, The King of the
Blues.
And Cher is known as the Goddess of Pop.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I think I have heard that.
Right. And, of course, MJ, Michael, they call him the King of Pop. But I think that was sort of self-brought on.
I don't know. His fans like that.
They do.
They pass it around a lot.
To it, yeah. We never know.
I don't know.
All well-deserved their titles, though, and they all well-deserve the fandom of love that they got and get.
Absolutely.
Because they are the ones that make the world go round with the great music they put out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, let me be your love teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
You lie to me. I'm hurt.
You know, we've covered rock, we've covered pop today, we've covered gospel.
Sure.
He had top 10 hits on all of those genres.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't touched on country.
Okay.
So in 1970, Elvis had a number two hit with this classic called There Goes My Everything.
Love it.
Thank you. shadows. So afraid that sometime he may follow. There's always a chance you find us, so I don't need to remind you. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, walk in where you came. What you say?
Connection will be right back.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here, sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Now back to the music.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you'll find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby, the Moody Blues.
just like a ball of twine on a spool that never ends. That's when I think I know her well. Her emotions reveal she's not the person that I thought I knew. But she's a complicated lady, so I call her my baby.
Title cut from the final album, Moody Blue.
Right.
A lot of great tunes on that album.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Let Me Be There,
it's
and
one
If
of my
You
favorites,
Love Me. Yeah. We could sit here all day and talk about all the Elvis songs we
of
love.
Of course.
But you're going to talk about one particular song right now, right?
Mm-hmm. So let's just say it's 1960.
Okay.
Elvis has been out of the army for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard a song while he was in Germany.
Right.
And he really liked the song. He liked the vocals on O Sole Mio.
Okay, yeah.
So he called his publisher,
right,
Freddie Beanstalk, and told him about the song. So
Jack Friend.
He really liked to cover the song.
Right.
And Beanstalk reached out to songwriters Aaron Schroeder and Wally Gold and said, hey, we need some English lyrics for this song. Can you do this? And in about 30 minutes, they presented a song that goes down into Elvis's repertoire of one of his most famous songs, It's Now or Never.
Oh, yeah.
So It's Now or Never hit hot on the charts in both the UK and US charts. So it stayed on the charts in the US for 5 weeks, and I think it was 8 weeks in the UK.
Cool.
However, this song wasn't easy for Elvis. It was recorded in Nashville at Studio B, and Elvis struggled with that ending.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And in fact, he struggled with it so much that the controller, the sound guy, said, hey, do you want me to piece together something like a piece of this take and a piece of that take to make it one? And Elvis said, no.
He did it.
No, he said, I want to do this. And the writers of the song, Schroeder and whatnot, they were in the studio and they were watching Elvis struggle with the song. And they said he actually had tears in his eyes. He was so upset because he really wanted to do it the way he heard it in his head.
Right.
So, but he did get it. And of course, it's one of the most iconic songs Elvis ever recorded.
And he mastered it after that with Hurt and things like that.
Yeah,
that voice that he did get. So listen to the end of the song. You'll know what we're talking about.
Ooh. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow when I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I've spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling. Be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never.
just like a willow. We would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again. It's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never. My love. It's now or never. My love won't wait. It's now or never. My love won't wait. My heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire, and I know it's time I kiss you, but your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender.
There was pretty darn big too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kudos to him for pushing himself. Yeah.
And after I think it's now or never, he learned I could do this now.
Oh man, he did it all the time then. Yeah, standard.
BackInTimeToday.com. Products from the 60s that became household names and we still love them today.
Okay.
Tang.
Oh wow.
I don't think anybody
drinks that anymore, do they?
They say it is, yeah. They say.
Okay.
Now this is something we have in our cupboard, Windex.
Oh, well, we don't use it that much.
Yeah, Bounty paper towels.
Mm-hmm,
this is all 60s stuff that are still around. Yeah. Pop-Tarts.
Yeah,
we
but
love our
you know
Pop-Tarts.
What? They make them all funny now. I like the plain ones.
They still have the originals.
Very hard to get.
Now, this is a disappointing one to me, G.I. Joe, because when I had G.I. Joe, he was like 12 inches tall.
Yeah.
Now he's like 2 inches. But they still make him.
Poor guy shrunk.
Elvis was a fan of Gatorade. That's still very popular.
That's very popular.
Pringles potato chips.
Very popular still.
And the crock pot. We use the crock pot, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
You make lots of goodies in there.
Yeah, so do you.
Shake and bake.
I guess.
Yeah, it's still out there. I see it. Yeah.
Okay.
And lava soap. That's in the little red. I remember seeing
really?
That. Yeah, I see it.
That's not soap we use.
Yeah. And the Easy Bake Oven, that's still popular with young girls.
Seriously?
Yeah, young girls actually still play with the Easy Bake Oven.
They don't burn houses down.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. There you go.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. The moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. kiss me, I had to fall in love. Oh, it was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss.
Oh, how she could kiss. Oh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips sets me afire. I reminisce, and I'm filled with desire. Such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll never forget to the kiss of the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night.
Came the dawn, and my heart in her love, and the night was gone. But I'll
there you go. Ooh. Another show in the books.
Absolutely.
I hope everybody enjoyed hearing all those top Billboard hits today on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, you just never know what we're going to play.
Absolutely. But that's, you know, the fun.
But you know who we're going to play. That's
sure,
the important
yeah,
part.
Yeah, exactly.
Any closing words for our friends, babe?
Yeah. You mean besides the fact that I have cat barf running towards my feet right now?
No. Well, now...
So, just to share,
okay,
we're going out of the show, and the studio cat, Mr. Bean, that you've all seen on our face, he comes over and he throws up at my feet.
It's hairball time, Mom and Dad.
Says, I'm like, oh my gosh, and Dad says, we're going out in a minute.
30 seconds.
Anyway, thank you, everybody. It's always a good time here. Thank you for joining us.
We're going to do it all again next week. Stay with me, TL.
Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now, go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off your blue shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Well, you can do anything but the deal for my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Yeah!
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but they hold for my blue suede shoes.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue suede connection.